AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Neighbors and former classmates of Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz says the 24-year-old University of Tennessee Chattanooga grad seemed as Americanized as anyone else, not someone to attack a military site. Abdulaziz opened fire on two U.S. military sites in Chattanooga Thursday, killing four Marines. He was also killed. The FBI's Ed Reinhold.
We have not classified it as an act of terrorism. Let me be perfectly clear. What we have decided, or what we have determined, that we will treat it as an act of terrorism until it is determined one way or the other as to whether it was an act of terrorism or some other type of criminal event.
A relative says Abdulaziz has family in the West Bank and that he visited Jordan last year. The relative says, however, the family is mainstream Muslim, not fundamentalists. 20 cars and trucks burned in a fast-moving wildfire during evening rush hour on I-15 near Los Angeles. Nellie Venzer says she and her mother were stuck in the bumper-to-bumper traffic as the flames drew near their car.
It was so congested. People could not move their car. People were running. I thought, okay, this is it. I really did.
The blaze also burned four buildings as it rolled across some 3,500 acres. A Texas state trooper has been put on administrative leave, part of the investigation into a traffic stop that led to the arrest of Sandra Bland, who is said to have later hanged herself in her jail cell in Waller County, Texas. District Attorney Elton Mathis says while there is no surveillance camera in Bland's cell, there was one trained on the cell door.
We have reviewed the video, and at no point in the video does it appear that anyone goes into that cell and harms her in any way.
Quinnell X with the new Black Panther Party disputes the findings that she used a plastic bag to kill herself.
They want us to believe that our beautiful, talented, gifted young sister hung us.
This is AP Radio News. A 31-year-old woman is dead, three other hikers hurt, when a group was hit by lightning while walking on a trail yesterday in the Colorado Mountains. One of the injured had to be flown by helicopter to a hospital. The two others had minor injuries and were able to get off the mountain on their own. Police have arrested a 15-year-old boy in the death of 12-year-old Kaylee Vigil, a young neighbor whose body was found in an overgrown horse pasture near her home in suburban Salt Lake City. West Valley City Police spokeswoman Roxanne Vinuka says the teen was somehow able to entice Kaylee away from her home late at night.
The exchange that this person had with a 12-year-old girl was enough that it would encourage a 12-year-old girl to walk outside of her home.
Police used the girl's cell phone signal to narrow their search after her alarm. Mother said she had not come right home. They found her body about four blocks from her home. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.